as humans, especially those that are trying to strive for holiness, we beat ourselves up a whole lot, and then it's not effective the next day because we are wallowing in our self, you know, where we're just beating ourselves up over this, and we really have to let it go. I think God is maybe more merciful on some of our stumbles than we are on ourselves, especially if you're really on a path for holiness. If you're looking for an excuse to stumble and, oh yeah, then that's not really the proper way of thinking about how to live a holy life. But I think it's really important just to see the faith lived out, even imperfectly, if that makes sense.
No, amen. And Todd, you said something that I really appreciated. And again, folks, if you're listening, please do not take this the wrong way and do not ascribe to Todd what I'm about to say, because if I'm reading Todd the wrong way, then he can correct me. But when he was talking about prayer is not so much about God and changing his will or his mind, it really is about changing my will and my mind about things. I think that is so important and needs to be said from the rooftops, because I'll see people, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, because I think I know what they mean when they say it, but something terrible will happen, for example, and as, oh, we got to pray the rosary, and then all right, keep them coming, the prayers are working. Hold on now. Even if the outcome that you did not want winds up happening, guess what? The prayer still worked, whatever that means, because it's not a cost-benefit analysis. We cannot reduce and quantify the spiritual realm like that. That's not how it works. Prayer works no matter what happens. You know, when our Lord prayed, not my will, but your will be done, even though 2:59 p.m. the following day happened, to quote the great Father Shreveth, and the prayer did not work per se, the prayer worked, right? The prayer worked. Like, we can't reduce it to some utilitarian approach. And I really appreciated that point of, you know, don't think of prayer as kind of trying to manipulate God. Think of prayer as a way in which I am transformed. It's God wanting me to speak to him and being able to let my mind. And I find that the more I pray, guess what? The more I see Christ in my neighbor, the more I see Christ hearing the birds sing, right? It has an amazing way of changing your perspective.